are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
It's time for the Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you this morning by Vistacare, Audiology Associates, and Lee Real Estate. And joining me this morning from Fort Pier Tourism, it's Micah Palmer. Good morning, Micah.
Good morning, Dave. I will never get over that jingle. I really enjoy it so much.
You like that?
Yeah.
It just transports you back to just a fun time, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
Why, that's
makes
why
me think
I agree.
Of childhood.
Yes. Good things. And speaking of good things, first Thursday events, they've been going great so far.
Yeah.
Boy, it started back, what, in June?
Yeah, I was just trying to do the math as well. So our fourth one going on, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, tonight from 5:30 to 8 p.m. It's crazy. It's crazy to me that it's already September, first of all. But
yes, I
am
agree.
Ready for all things pumpkin spice. So,
I am there
fall.
Exactly. I love pumpkin spice. But as always, some fun things planned out there at the Fisher Lilies Park.
Yep, so tonight at the park, 5:30 to 8 p.m. Our band is a little bit different looking tonight. We have the Dakota Radio Group, Dakota Cruiser, so we're very excited about that. There's actually no fundraising meal tonight just due to the weather and conditions and everything, but there are refreshing beverages from the Legion. And there for vendors, we have Prairie Potters Master Gardens, the Capital Area Pickleball Association, Healthy Hometown, the All Season Fish Cleaning Station fundraising booth. For Fort Pier, and then a ton of kids' activities like it's been all summer long. We have the Discovery Center, Rollins Library Storytime, the Stanley County Gold Program, The Right Turn, and then free wagon rides from Willie Cowan. Then we also have Meyer Meats. And then, of course, we've had a couple of yard games, if you will. First of all, I have to ask you, Dave, do you say cornhole or bags?
See, I know it is cornhole.
Okay, so I have cornhole on my list, but I totally say bag, so that's kind of a little hot take for you. And then we'll have frisbees and beach balls.
Oh, fun. It's been a great event thus far. I mean, it's just continued to get bigger and bigger each month,
yes.
Too.
Yeah, and it, kind of like I was Dave and I were talking, and our vendors have been so consistent this year. It's just so fun to bring back the same vendors, add a couple here and there, and then just see everybody out in the park. It's such a great environment over at Fisher's Lily Park. Just really grateful for everything this summer. So
yeah, it's something that, you know, that families look for is events like this that they can go to. You know, it's a consistent thing each and every month. They can take the family out, enjoy.
Yep.
And have a good time. And this really has been a good one.
Yeah, exactly. You said it perfectly. Just a nice evening to enjoy in the park, whether you're bringing your dogs, like we said, checking out all the vendors, playing frisbee, cornhole, whatever it may be. So, yeah.
Yeah, a little something for everybody to enjoy. And, of course, we have to talk today about the weather. It's been raining pretty consistently since about midnight.
As I'm standing here in my rain jacket,
I right.
Don't want to talk about it.
I'm wearing shorts. I don't care. It's still warm.
Yeah,
but there is the possibility that the event could get canceled tonight because of the weather. I mean, you don't want to tear up the park. It's a beautiful spot. You want to
yes.
make sure it's taken care of. So that's going to be determined about noontime, right?
Yeah, exactly. And like you mentioned, our team is just really working hard on deciding together and being mindful of taking care of the park so we can all mm-hmm. keep enjoying them together. This has been a great event, not only for the community, but also for visitors passing through Fort Pier. But yeah, we just have to be mindful. We will make the final decision at noon today. I think we'll be doing a Facebook Live and all of that good stuff. So if you're wondering if we're having it tonight, tune in to Fort Pier Tourism Facebook page or Instagram, and we'll get you all the information that you need.
And of course, once we find out, we'll be blasting it on the air for you and letting folks know, you know, yes, it's going on, or no, we're going to wait until next month. And that's really the backup plan.
Yeah, and exactly. Although we don't want to wait another month to see everybody, we're very grateful that we do have another option because we have one more, like you mentioned, happening October 7th. So, yeah, like we said, don't want to wait to see everybody, but excited to have another
event.
Yeah,
just in case. And I'm hoping at the October one, there's a lot of pumpkin spice floating around.
Oh, my goodness.
That should be a prerequisite.
Yeah, I'll have one waiting for you at the gate.
There you go. That sounds good. So, I mean, as we said, it's a fun event. We're hoping that it can happen tonight. If it does, it'll get underway at 5:30.
Yeah.
But we'll know around noontime, and we'll kind of go from there. And if not, well, we'll plan on having some fun on October 7th again.
Exactly. Tune into our Facebook, Instagram, and you'll probably be hearing from yours truly. So.
All right.
Thanks,
well,
Dave.
Thank you, Micah. Dodge those raindrops.
I'll try.
And we'll see what happens.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. Thanks so much. You bet. There's Micah Palmer from Fort Pier Tourism, crossing our fingers for today's first Thursday event over at Fisher's Lily Park in Fort Pier. There's the Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by the folks at VistaCare, Audiology Associates, and Lee Real Estate.